A lot of you don't even know who you should be worried about. The person that you're worried about for your partner is not the person that you think. It's not the person that's liking and commenting on all their photos. It's the person they don't even follow. What is up, guys? My name is Sumi. I talk a lot about relationships, dating, mental health, business, and all the above. And today I'm going to talk about the person that you should really be worried about. It's not the person that's commenting and liking and just swiping up on all their stories. It's really not that person. It's the person that they aren't even following. It's the person they have on their block list. It's the person that they don't even have on social media, that they just have their number. Look, I have dealt with a lot of people when it comes to infidelity and cheating. And I'm not saying that everybody's a cheater, but when it comes to infidelity, the cheaters are never on social media. The cheaters are never following the person they're cheating on. The person with. They're never engaged with on social media. And there's a variety of excuses you can use here. Look, I'm someone that doesn't follow someone that I'm intimate with out of business reasons. My social media is for my business. My social media is a platform to engage with people and spread a message. But the big thing I'll tell you is that there's a lot of guys that will not follow the girls that they're hooking up with. And there's a lot of women that will not follow the guys that they're hooking up with as well, because it automatically cues other people into their business. If they're following someone, someone knows they have an association. And so in order to detach from that, they don't follow them. But I'm telling you something that you have to be really afraid of, because you might look at a girl's Instagram and you might be like, okay, she's not talking to anybody. She doesn't even follow any dudes. Those are the girls you have to worry about. Those are the girls that are probably hooking up with a bunch of dudes. If she ain't following dudes, dude, major red flag to some degree. And if he's not following certain normal girls, certain regular individual people, then it's a red flag. There are women out there that I have seen. Let me talk about the women here real quick that don't follow any guys. They follow like 10, 20 guys. Honestly, I'm going to keep it real. You might think that this is a very good girl. She has a dude in her life. She has a dude she's hooking up with, and she's just not choosing to follow him, and that's what you have to really be careful of. You'll never know who this dude is because she's very stingy with her following. Now, on the flip side, if a guy is following girls that are regular girls, that's fine. But if he's not following any girls and he's following a lot of Instagram models and stuff like that, I guarantee you sometimes this guy is hooking up with a girl and you have no idea about it. But the people at the sneakiest level of linking, right, are the people that don't follow each other. They don't communicate with each other. They have it down to a science. They have it down to a code. I know people like this, where they're like, yo, you up? Yes, I'm up. Okay, come over. All right, I'm there. That's it. And they have relationships. They have partners. And I hate to say this, I don't mean to spread negativity in your relationship, but you don't even know. And I'm going to tell you right now, if your girl is not introducing you to the guys that she follows, if she's not introducing you to the guys in her life, if your man is not introducing you to his girlfriends, his friends that are women, it's automatically a red flag. And I'll tell you this right now, it's the girls on his block list that you have to worry about, because they have each other's numbers. They may be blocked on social media, but they probably have each other's numbers and they're operating like that. Your partner should block everybody in his past. And a lot of you might say, oh, this is absolutely crazy. But the reality is, why would you want to reopen those doors? Why would you want to be friends with someone that did you dirty or it didn't work out with? What's the point of it? It's very hard to go back from, I love you, I want to be married, let's get engaged, let's get married, to let's just be friends and be cool and be casual and not remember the sex that we had and how I bent you over and how I came in you and all the above. It's very hard to forget that. So I want you to understand, if your girl has a lot of guys blocked, if your guy has a lot of girls blocked, it could be very likely that they have talked to these women in the past and they have created relationships with them and these people are still around. Another thing I want you to understand is, if they have people that they talk to but they don't follow and they talk to every single day, that's probably someone they're cheating with. So I just wanted to make this quick video here, this quick episode here, because a lot of people don't really understand that the people that you have to worry about are not even in the following list. They're not even in the DMs. They're not even there. They're outside of that stuff. They get the number and they move on and they connect there and they converge there and that's it. And a lot of times I've seen people cheat in a relationship with people that they don't even have a remote connection with on social media or on anything. It's very much down to a science. And I just wanted to put this information out there to warn you guys. So I appreciate you guys spending time with me here today. Thank you so much for checking into my content. Subscribe by hitting that bell notification so you don't miss videos. And until next time, guys, love you. See you later. Peace.